know, the government has no right to pick through your private information just because that's technologically possible, and the laws are now so lax that they can't. My name is Mike German. I'm senior policy counsel to the American Civil Liberties Union, and prior to that, I served 16 years as a special agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. There have been a number of significant changes to the surveillance laws since 9/11. So much more of our communications are now broadcast in a way that makes them much more vulnerable to government surveillance and interception. Because of the way technology has advanced so rapidly, the way the Fourth Amendment protections work with your personal papers, you know, which requires probable cause and a warrant before the government can search your desk to look through your papers. Unfortunately, now most of our personal papers are kept on third-party servers. You know, it's our email that's stored remotely. Every thought that we have, we hit the search engine to find out more about the subject we're thinking about. That all that gets recorded by third parties, and that information doesn't have the same Fourth Amendment protections. Since 9/11, the government has become very enamored with this concept of the value of data. And you might remember a program called Total Information Awareness that was a Department of Defense program where the government wanted to collect all available data and to sort of have it in one place, or at least accessible simply by one organization, to where they could collect all the details about a person's life and put it together. And once the public found out about that, they were outraged, and it was ultimately defunded. But that mentality has never gone away, and it's actually been recreated through a lot of different agencies in the way that they collect and retain data. You know, the FBI now has something called an investigative data warehouse that in 2008 had 1.5 billion records in it. So, you know, these huge data warehouses are favored by the government. Even if they can't use the information today, they think that some technological algorithm is going to be developed that will allow them to see patterns in the flow of data that allow them to predict future criminal activities. But, you know, what I've always told them is if somebody had, you know, some kind of process in which they could predict the future, they wouldn't be selling it to law enforcement. They'd be selling it to Wall Street, and they'd be selling it to Las Vegas. We've moved away from surveillance based on individualized suspicion. You know, the Fourth Amendment standard of probable cause and a warrant has basically evaporated, and the government now can collect information about people. It doesn't even suspect of wrongdoing. A lot of police departments from all levels of government, federal, state, and local, have combined their efforts, their intelligence collection efforts, and actually set up facilities called fusion centers. And the problem with these centers is it's very unclear who's in charge. When you have the FBI sitting next to the Department of Homeland Security agent, sitting next to a state police officer, sitting next to a local police officer. Because there are non-law enforcement agencies working within these centers, military, private companies, you know, their authority to conduct domestic law enforcement intelligence gathering is quite questionable. Once you talk about military and private companies and other non-law enforcement agencies being involved in this center and receiving this information, it's very inappropriate and can potentially have private harms come to people where, say, they lose their job because some fusion center report has suggested that they're involved with a group that's dangerous, when it's really just a group that has a policy difference with the government. We have a number of significant sort of overarching concerns about the way law enforcement intelligence surveillance authorities have expanded since 9/11. The first is the excessive secrecy that surrounds these activities. The way our government is intended to function is by having three branches of government that check one another. Too often what we found is leaks to the news media are actually provide the information to Congress to let it know what's happening, rather than the effective sharing of information between the branches. And also, when people are harmed by these excessive surveillance programs and try to sue in federal court, the government has claimed a state secrets privilege to shut down the entire lawsuit. Even where there is evidence that's not classified that the person could use to show they were spied on, the government has not allowed these cases to move forward. So you take two branches of government out of action, and it makes it much harder to check abuse. We need to have accountability over these agencies because they all have a long history of abuse. And what we've seen so much since 9/11 is those guidelines have been stripped away. And the agencies are being told, in this emergency environment that, that one piece of data out there might be the key, so go get it. So the overzealousness that gets created leads to overcollection and encourages excesses rather than reasonable limits. Where the government has a reasonable factual basis to believe that you are doing something wrong and are a threat to the community, of course, we all want to make sure they have the tools to go and investigate those people. But where the government has no basis for believing you're a threat, it really should leave you alone. You know, the government has no right to pick through your private information just because that's technologically possible, and the laws are now so lax that they can't. They can interview your neighbors, your colleagues at work. They can do a lot of very intrusive things, including go through all these commercial databases that house, a tremendous amount of information about you. And they can collect that all up, put it in a dossier, and put it in the FBI system, even though through all that work they found you were no threat whatsoever and were doing absolutely nothing wrong. And they can hold that information essentially forever.